Praise the Lord. God bless you. Thank you for the seed. I want you to begin to know that you're coming into a season of new beginnings. You will step into a season of an awesome breakthrough. And you will begin to see that God is moving you into a season of new opportunities. A season where the Spirit shall dwell among thee. A season of a breakthrough. A season where you're going to step into a degree of leadership. For the Spirit says, I bring you into a time of harmony. I bring you into a time of prestige. I bring you into a time where you're going to have some amazing opportunities show up for thee. For the Lord says change is about to visit thee. And yet change is going to begin to cause some new things to begin to unfold for you. For the Lord says, get ready for the move of the Spirit. Get thyself ready for a new start. And where there have been confusion, the confusion shall come to an end. For the Lord says, follow instructions, whatever that's connected to, instructions, as some information that you need to proceed with something is missing. Double check papers and things of that nature. The Lord also says, avoid getting into arguments, as your views may get blown out of proportion. For the Spirit says that between now and the end of October, the Spirit is going to be able to smooth out communications, and yet He's going to boost your communication skills. You might also be dealing with educators or attorneys possibly as well. I do feel that around the 24th, God says, make a list of what you would like to achieve or experience in the next 12 months. He says, get your wish board together. So make a list of the next 12 months of what you want to begin to experience in your life. Write down 12 things. Then the Lord says, step back and let the Spirit answer your desires. I see new opportunities that's going to surface quickly, so be prepared to seize them. As you move forward into the month of October, October the 8th, I see two areas of your life being impacted. Number one is going to be finances, and the other is going to be your personal life. I also heard the Lord says, be sure to check and recheck bank accounts. Seems like people from your past will also begin to show up around you as well. Around the 8th, circle that, because it seems as if that the Spirit is going to bring news or insights into some kind of a partnership, business, or something concerning love. It's going to be a quite busy time for you as well, but just go with the flow. Around the 23rd, Spirit is going to usher in some new financial opportunities for thee, and they could come through research or investigation or work, but yet also going into the realm of the Spirit. So what the Lord is saying, that as you stay in His presence, prayer and meditation and reading and studying and just being sensitive to the Holy Spirit, you're going to get some answers. You're going to be able to delve into some things. Things are going to be uncovered for you, and you'll be able to find possibly some new opportunities. So stay attuned to the things of the Spirit, saith the Lord of hosts, because you're going to see opportunities that's going to really begin to bless you. Also in the area of communication, maybe even teaching or talking or speaking to other people, for great blessings will come into your life, saith the word of the Lord.
God bless you. I further hear the word of the Lord saying to you in this month of September, this is the season where God is going to begin to cause you to even focus on your spiritual priorities. For Father God says, this is the season to begin to go within, because you're not going to do without. Father God says it's important that you learn to stick to a regular regimen, have a regular routine, a regular regimen that's going to begin to assist you in your body, your mind, and your spiritual priorities. Anything that reinforces your faith in this season, anything that begins to take you to the next level in and through God, is what you need to be focused on in this season. For I hear Father God saying it is very important that you stay focused in this season and don't bite any distractions. For Father God says this is the season where your creativity is going to shine. Father God says this is the season, Andalaboshata, where you're going to begin to take priority concerning your spiritual walk and even your emotional state and your emotional growth in this season. For Father God says there is emotional healing in this season. I hear Father God saying you're going to be able to decipher some things in this season. I hear Father God saying forgive and forget in this season. Father God says take time for you. For Father God says you'll be motivated and inspired by making a schedule in the season, planning your day out, and keeping to that plan. Father God says this is a season even to make sure that even any leisure time is planned out. For Father God says the devil's workshop is an idle mind. And Father God says this is a season not to be idle, yet to take time to plan, to organize, to structure, to strategize. Father God says sit down with your calendar in this season and begin to incorporate yourself into your daily routine. I hear Father God saying, this month you are your priority. Father God says, get the medical physical, get your dental work done. Because Father God said, this is the season that you're going to begin to combine your spirituality with your profession, and you're going to find creativity overflowing. I even hear Father God saying, this is the season to ask and it shall be given. Knock and your doors will be opened. For Father God says, this is the season of expansion. I hear Father God saying, Father God says, show yourself friendly in this season. But Father God says, out of showing yourself friendly, you're going to find many new acquaintances. And I hear Father God saying, this may even be a season of favorable romance if you have your priorities set. Keep your spiritual priorities set in front of you. Yet I hear Father God saying, show yourself friendly. And that is the word of the Lord.
Bless you, Pastor Veronica, once again. Thank you for the miracle seed, woman of God. Know that this is a time of self-awareness. This is a time where the Lord says stay centered. It is a time where you're going to take a deep look within yourself. It's a time, woman of God, that you're going to begin to look at some things and decide what is of God and what is not of God. God says keep your emotions under control. It's a time where you're going to eliminate things that are not of me, saith the Lord of hosts. But October shall be your prosperity month. And you're going to see recognition, but also keep your eye on your personal belongings as well. I'm also hearing the Lord says, do not allow yourself to become scattered. Do not get into arguments, and you must keep that in mind. Woman of God, big things are opening up for thee, and that is the word of the Lord, because greatness is in store for thee. November, you'll let go of some things and prepare for the new. But in November, I see the fulfillment of some dreams coming to the forefront. Bless you, Pastor Veronica Roderick. God bless.